Amanula bukanlah berarti demensia. Walau atau dapat saja seseorang itu terkena demensia. Namun yang paling penting dalam hal ini yaitu pelayanan terhadap para penyandang demensia itu. Nah, berikut laporan mengenai demensia terutama yang menyangkut atau di kalangan warga migran yang disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Pendengar sekalian, demensia bukan merupakan bagian normal dari penuaan, dan Alzheimer Australia memprediksikan bahwa pada pertengahan abad ini, hampir 1 juta orang akan hidup dengan penyakit ini. Pasien dari berbagai latar belakang menghadapi tantangan tambahan dalam mendapatkan diagnosis dini dan perawatan dukungan yang memenuhi kebutuhan mereka. Perawat dan ahli kesehatan menganjurkan pendekatan budaya untuk perawatan demensia. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya. Demensia adalah istilah umum untuk beberapa gejala yang disebabkan oleh gangguan atau penyakit yang mempengaruhi otak. Gejala umum adalah sering kehilangan memori secara progresif, kebingungan, perubahan kepribadian, apatis, menyendiri, dan hilangnya kemampuan untuk melakukan tugas sehari-hari. Program manager dari Jasa Pendesaan Alzheimer Australia, Vincent Poisson, mengatakan kehilangan memori jangka pendek sering merupakan tanda-tanda pertama penyakit ini.
Very often the short-term memory will be affected. Therefore, the person will have difficulty remembering things that happen in a relatively short term. It might be 5 minutes to a day, or it's short-term. Thinking might be affected. So therefore, the person will have more and more difficulty at thinking clearly or making decisions, for example. For some forms of dementia, their behavior might change, and some of these behaviors might become quite complex and difficult to manage as well. And this is very often where the family will struggle quite a bit.
Vincent Poisson mengatakan hilangnya memori jangka pendek juga mempengaruhi kehidupan sehari-hari pasien tersebut.
So therefore, we are not really talking about someone who is just forgetting about their kids. It's really someone who is constantly forgetting where things are, constantly forgetting what's the name of a person, and therefore it's really affecting their life on a daily basis.
Kasia Buechner, seorang pekerja di Community Carer for Focus Care Solutions, memberikan layanan bagi organisasi kesejahteraan seperti Jewish Care, Benevolent, Anglicare, dan Catholic Care. Ia mengatakan beberapa pasien kehilangan kemampuan mereka untuk melakukan kegiatan biasa sehari-hari.
They lose their orientation. If they leave the home, they cannot come back on their own. They cannot even remember where the bathroom is or where the bedroom is. Forgetting when cooking, leaving it to burn, or opening the taps and leaving the water pouring. Sometimes they don't know how to dress or even how to open the door that is shut. They don't know that you have to turn the knob. Not to mention answering a phone call, they can even forget how to write.
Alzheimer's Australia mengatakan penting mengunjungi dokter untuk mendapatkan diagnosis awal. Namun, hasil penelitian mereka mengungkapkan bahwa orang dari beragam komunitas didiagnosis lebih terlambat dibandingkan dengan populasi komunitas lainnya. Beberapa pasien dari berbagai latar belakang mungkin tidak mau membahas penyakit itu karena ketakutan bahwa mereka akan dicap sebagai orang gila. Perawat yang bekerja di komunitas Afrika, masyarakat Amerika Latin, dan Cina menemukan bahwa orang mengira kehilangan memori orang tua adalah karena penuaan yang normal. Ketika seorang pasien membutuhkan perawatan intensif, keluarga migran sering menghadapi keputusan yang sulit untuk menemukan perawatan perumahan. Laporan Alzheimer Australia 2008 mengatakan persepsi bahwa kebanyakan pasien dari berbagai latar belakang yang dirawat oleh anggota keluarga tidak benar. Konselor keluarga Vincent Poisson mengatakan ia melihat keluarga migran terpaksa untuk bertindak sebagai perawat.
And during that process is quite difficult for a lot of families, especially those coming from a cold background, and therefore our role is there to sort of demystify a bit the information that might be around. Very often people from diverse background, they will tend to put a lot of pressure on the daughter or the daughter-in-law to be the carer for the person with dementia. Many of these females very often feel that they don't have a choice in their caring. They don't feel that as if it's something that they necessarily want to do, but they have to do.
Vincent Poisson mengatakan bahasa adalah salah satu kendala bagi mereka yang hidup dengan demensia.
Is that very often, especially if someone has a form of dementia like Alzheimer's disease, which tends to affect the language part of the brain, people will have more and more difficulty really speaking a second language and will tend to revert to their native tongue.
Laporan Alzheimer's Australia 2008 menemukan bahwa banyak pasien yang lebih menyukai jika diberi informasi tentang penyakitnya dalam bahasa asli mereka. Informasi tertulis dalam bahasa Inggris sering terlalu kompleks untuk mereka. Perawat demensia seperti Kasia Böckner yang fasih berbahasa Polandia sangat dibutuhkan.
They reverse to their native language. They can understand English usually, but they can't speak it, so they would respond to you in their native language. So I have a Polish lady now. When I come to her, she usually speaks English. Then when we walk into the shop, she starts speaking to the people there in Polish. So she mixes the two languages. I think she prefers Polish because she was asking and her family was asking for a Polish carer.
Periset demensia dari UTS, Professor of Palliative Medicine Mir Agar, mengatakan bahwa banyak faktor yang dimasukkan dalam rencana perawatan.
Early diagnosis, access to services to facilitate diagnosis, coordinated and integrated care, planning for future care and ensuring that patients and their families understand what services and support is out there for them, but also the kinds of decisions, both from financial, lifestyle, care and healthcare, that they need to think about and plan for and consider what their values and wishes around those things are.
Ia mengatakan penting untuk mengetahui keinginan jangka panjang dari pasien-pasien itu.
And so what we found was that if you have not received a proper diagnosis of dementia or that has been delayed, you miss out the opportunity to plan in a timely fashion, that there was lots of gaps between care settings and communication about people's wishes for future care often were lost when people, say, went from home to hospital or from home to residential care.
Riset dari Profesor Agar telah merujuk kepada perkembangan pedoman nasional untuk layanan demensia. Rekomendasi itu termasuk staf dwi bahasa atau penyediaan interpreter profesional, terutama selama penilaian perawatan. Ia menambahkan bahwa profesional kesehatan harus menanyakan tentang keinginan jangka panjang para pasien itu sendiri, bukan keinginan keluarga atau keinginan perawat pasien itu.
And what we're hoping that the guidelines provide is a structure and a process by which families are not finding themselves in a crisis decision, that the only option to solve that crisis is going to hospital. We would hope that they would have much broader a range of access to support, be able to access that support before a crisis occurs.
Nah, demikian tadi Bapak Riki Kusumo dengan laporannya tentang demensia di kalangan para migran.